Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, the Today Show on RT1 Television is looking for a new signature tune. They're running a competition. There's a €3,000 prize up for grabs. And also, your theme tune will be recorded by the RTE Concert Orchestra. So that got us thinking about what makes for a good TV theme tune and what makes some of them truly iconic. David Hayes is an arranger and lecturer in popular music at CIT Cork School of Music. Good morning to you, David.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. And we're also joined by Dathi O'Shea, presenter of the Today Show on RT1 Television. Good morning, Dathi.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks very much for joining
us.
You're welcome. Dathi, you're big into music yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose. Listen, I grew up in a house where there was always music inside the house. My father played music and he sang songs, and I suppose we all sang songs as we grew up as well. So these
you used
days,
to try and get me to sing songs when I worked with you as well.
I have footage of you singing, Claire.
Go on.
Listen, I suppose these days, no, I haven't sang in a long time. But this is very, very exciting. We're celebrating our 10th year in September of the Today Show. So this is kind of part of that celebration as well. But really excited to work with David. David and I crossed swords a long time ago.
We did
a show together in the Olympia almost 20 years ago, David, and we worked together on the All-Ireland Talent Show as well. So looking forward to this, Claire, to be honest.
Well, David, this is why we want to talk about this, because I know you've written a lot for TV and film. What are the key things that go into the theme tune, the one that stays in your head, the earworm?
Well, I suppose music works in a whole variety of ways, Claire, and underpinning all of that is its ability to make a connection into our emotions and our, whether subliminally sometimes and also quite overtly in other times. So Dathi is talking about the music that he remembers singing, and you're talking about moments when you were singing, and we all have that kind of soundtrack to our youth as well. So there's definite connections there. I've also watched that happen in relation to my own mother-in-law, God rest her, in struggling from dementia. But music was still with her when everything else was gone. So it makes deep, deep connections with us. And that's the basis of I suppose, this when we use it in television and we put music to pictures. Music can direct us, direct our thoughts. It can support what's being said in the stories of the images, and it can also direct our thoughts positively towards those things. If you remember Live Aid, that iconic moment of the footage with the "Who's Going to Take You Home Tonight," that was absolutely incredible moment for me as a young person, and kind of evoked in me the power of this combination of music and picture. And if you go right back to the early days of silent movies, you know, you had a piano player in the corner with their book, and he or she had a book, you know, with number one, a page of music, number one, fight scene, page of music, number two, the sad scene, page of number three, the love story, page of number four, the chase scene, you know,
right.
and they had instructions, you know, at this scene, play number one, number three, number four. So, and of course, if you got that horribly wrong, can you imagine? So music and pictures can certainly work. That's the first thing. So
if you were writing a theme tune for the Today Show, what would you be looking for? Thinking about Maura and Dathi now and the nature of the programme, upbeat, good form, but the time of the day, it's in the afternoon, so it's not early in the morning. Take us through what you think might fit there.
Yeah, so we have been, so the first thing, if you're sitting down as a musician and you're looking to compose a theme tune, so you're looking for a brief and you need adjectives. Mm-hmm. And you need adjectives either in the right direction or in the wrong direction. In other words, it's also helpful for someone to tell you what they don't want as much as what they do want. Now, we've been given four adjectives here, and they are bright, upbeat, contemporary, and Irish.
You could be describing Dathi there now.
Well, that's him. I'm looking at him. That's him. Well, that's it. So we've got to capture Dathi in music. That's what we're trying to do here.
That's easier said than done, though.
Well, go on,
it's a cross between Axl Rose and Seamus Begley, probably.
That's it, yeah. We'll include that on the page, no problem.
Can we talk through some of your favourite theme tunes? I think we're going to play this one. Match of the Day is iconic, we know.
It is, yeah.
But I know you also like the music they use for show jumping on the BBC. Will we take a blast
of
that?
That's just a particular favourite of mine, yeah.
So, David, as we're listening to that, what is it about it that gets you?
I love the fact that they've managed to find a piece of music that captures the gallop. There it is. And also, I love the fact that even the small clip you play there has little phrases of episodes. It's almost like the horse is running up to the fence and over the fence. There's excitement built into little moments, and then it continues on to the next fence. So that was very clever in that it was quite descriptive. Sometimes a theme can be quite descriptive of the programme or the piece or the images that are being shown. And other times the theme itself can take on a life of its own. And because we love the programme so much, we begin to see that the piece of music stands up as a piece of music without the images even so.
And some of them are iconic, like EastEnders. You only need three beats and you know where you are. And this next one is Dallas, the one die that we were never allowed to stay
never
up
alone
and watch. But that just brings back right there so many memories.
That's it. Go on.
CJR and Bobby.
Good luck. We weren't allowed to watch it.
But we always managed to sneak in a couple of minutes, didn't we?
They didn't want you wearing the shoulder pads, Dahi. That's what
certainly they didn't. Or the cowboy boots or the cowboy hat, David. But I got them back.
I think the next one we're going to play, Dahi, is a favourite of yours. I think from talking to you that you're a big fan of Hill Street Blues, aren't you? From my memory.
You take care of yourself out there. That was always the last line.
Two to them.
And again, like say, if you look at and if you listen to different theme tunes, say even like Glen Rowe or say the Sunday Game as well, Claire. And just going back to what David had to say earlier on about trying to capture what the show is all about. For example, with the Glen Rowe one, it was like there was traditional music in there. You could almost feel the agricultural element to the show. And then the Sunday Game when the beats came on. Like I remember watching that as a 10 and 11 year old sticking the chest out, okay lads, you were almost playing the game with them. So like in one sense the theme tune for me is like the front door to the house, the front door to the show as well. So it just shows, I suppose, the importance of it. And sometimes, as David will probably tell you, it can be overlooked if you don't strike the right chord.
Well, let's take a listen to the original Sunday Game theme tune now.
There we have it. Yeah. Kerry, you're winning our arms to that one, David.
He has his arms up here and he's taking off his cardigan. He has a jersey underneath.
I'm talking out, Claire.
Leave Kerry out of it now. And then we have the new Sunday Game one, don't we? This is from 2008 when it got a bit of a revamp.
That's it. See, 6,000 snare drums and a crowd of 60,000 in Parky Queeve. What's going on there?
But it's still there. The backbone is still there, though, isn't it? Like, and I'd imagine, David, if you'd have messed around with that backbone, we'd have had a problem, maybe.
Yeah, no, well, the theme is still the theme.
That's it.
So why do we change them up, David? Why does that happen?
Well, we're looking to change up the Today Show because things move on. The things stay in place for a long time. If you look at even the Late Late Show, which is probably one of the most iconic of all on RTE, it stays with us for a while. And then eventually, you know, you're nearly moving a generation at that point by the time those sort of themes change. But the tune is still the tune. The core tune is still the tune. That happened with Glen Rowe. It happens with any programme. Actually, you're a victim of your own success, actually. If the programme is running long enough, at some point, it needs a revamp, you know, because things have moved on. The sounds have moved on, you know, modern, you know, radio sounds have moved on, but popular music has moved on, and so you want to be relevant, and so you decide to move on with the times, and that might be a kind of a modernising, and then on the other hand, some things are so iconic. If you look at Coronation Street, that ain't ever been touched, you know.
And you can't really touch that one, can you? That's there so long. It has to stay exactly as it is. I think you like the RT News signature tune as well, David. That's one that you like. We might hear a bit of that as you tell us why.
So that's Roland Hardiman's, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And there's a sense of action and there's a sense of busy. This repetitive digga digga, it's almost like newsroom feed info coming down the lines. In olden days, that would have been typewriters. Yeah. Now it's kind
clear
of
clear your
bites.
Throat. Go on,
yeah.
Go.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Also, the very top of that is bum, ba, 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 ba. And if you that's a very clever lift,
very presidential or
well,
something.
Well, it's
David,
a lift of the O'Donnell Abu. It's part of the RTE station ident, which used to be played at 5:30 in the morning on RTE radio. Yeah.
So where do you start then as a composer? I know you said that, you know, you need a brief, you need to know what you're dealing with here, but you're also trying to write something to represent an idea that's in somebody's head, a program maker's head. You're trying to match that, right, David? That's a complicated thing to do.
Yeah, that's your job, though. If you're a musician, that's the same as, you know, the accountant is able to balance the books. Or if you're a musician, you need to understand how to translate those four adjectives, bright, upbeat, contemporary and Irish into a final piece of music. And one of the problems there might be, in terms of those adjectives, what's the weighting of each of those adjectives? So if you look at bright, upbeat and contemporary, they're probably all relatively inclusive. You could imagine a piece of music that might, the one piece of music ticking those three boxes. But when you add in Irish, you need to hang a bit of a left. So how do you do that? And how Irish do you want this to be? Is it like, if so that's the key thing for me in this instance. If you go back, Irish can go back to O'Carolan,
yeah,
and it can come forward to a trad band, and then it can come forward
to Gosh and Bigorra.
Exactly, yeah. And then it can come forward to Planxty, and it can come forward to, you know, Moving Hearts, and into, you know, Celtic rock, and it can be, you know, Liam Wendy and Earl O'Leonard and all these, you know, so it can be and current, you know, Moxie and whoever else. So how Irish and how contemporary Irish is going to be a key factor in this. You know, we have the RTE Concert Orchestra, and as a working musician, any day you get to collaborate with the orchestra is an absolute standout joy.
Yeah, see, if you're a composer now listening to this at home, or somebody who has an interest in music and might have an idea, the notion of the orchestra might terrify you.
So we've catered for that in this competition. You can submit your entries in two different ways. So first of all, seeing as you've given me that opportunity, you can enter this competition on the RTE website. You'll find us on the Culture page. And if you go to the Music tab on the Culture page of the RTE.ie website, that's where the entry details are. So that's and you can enter this competition in two ways. You can submit an orchestral score if you have that kind of wherewithal within you, or you can submit it as audio. So if you're, we have a whole slew of college degree courses in kind of music technology and in creative media and so on. So a lot of those people would already be quite adept at using music technology to create a final piece of audio. So you can also
It's a great opportunity for somebody, isn't it?
Yes, if you submit it as audio, we'll do the arrangement for the orchestra for you.
And Dahi, you just want a bit of Hank Williams. Come on.
Listen, I'm just happy they're changing the theme, not the presenter.
well, now come here. So we need to have a chat about that.
Is that what they're outside there, David?
That's it.
Listen, you can't go wrong with a bit of Hank Williams, Claire.
There you are.
As we well know. But I suppose a little bit of advice, Morriside, maybe. Have a look at the show now, Claire, as in these days, because the Today Show, say, that'll go out today, and the Today Show that went out maybe 2 years ago are very, very different animals altogether. So don't be going back looking at programmes. Look at the shows in the next coming days and the coming weeks. And this theme tune is us looking forward, I suppose, into a more brighter and more positive time.
Well, that's a good prompt. We have 5 weeks to enter, Claire. The closing date is the Friday, the 21st of May, and we're looking for people who are professional musicians, people who have chosen music as their way of life, whether they're already out in industry or they're seeking to be out in industry. So we're including music students in that regard.
Well,
too.
It's a great opportunity. rte.ie/signature, and you better make sure that Dahi likes it. Dahi O'Shea and David, thank you both very much
Claire,
indeed.
Thanks,
let's take a break.
Cheers.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.